As I mentioned at the start of the show, I've got a new book out. How to Code a Human is a kind of field guide to genetics, packed with useful diagrams and pictures explaining how our genes make us who we are. Here's a short extract from the introduction. During the 1960s, scientists started to piece together the concept of the molecular gene, discovering that genes are stretches of DNA encoding specific instructions for cells to do something, usually to make a specific molecule, such as a protein. Around the same time, computers were becoming more sophisticated, so it was easy to make comparisons between the strings of chemical letters that make up the DNA with the logical string of digits or commands within computer code. Following on from this was the idea that if we could just crack the code and read all our genes, then we would understand exactly how cells and bodies work. Over the past few decades, it's become clear that this view is far too simplistic. Instead of being a computer code with tidy electrical circuits, genes are more like recipes. They are living entities full of constantly shifting molecules and with many options for flexibility, depending on the range of things a cell needs to manufacture. Somehow, in the midst of all this biological hurly-burly, genes need to be switched on and off at the right time and in the right place to ensure that cells continue to function properly. It's also important to note that there is no such thing as a gene for a trait, such as height or intelligence, or for a disease, like cancer. Genes are recipes for making molecules, and it's how all these molecules work together in our cells, body and brain, along with the environment around us, that make us who we are and determines our risk of all kinds of illnesses. That's from How to Code a Human, and my first book, Herding Hemingway's Cats, Understanding How Our Genes Work, is also available in paperback, audiobook and Kindle versions from all retailers. That's a more in-depth look at the latest ideas in genetics, with personal interviews with experts on the cutting edge of the field. And the links to both of those books are on the website, nakedscientist.com/genetics, on the podcast page for this show.